こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。英語のスピードが速いと思う方はポッドキャストの機能で調整できますので試してみてください。50回目、イエーイ。
Finally.
OK、 1個目のニュースいきます。アメリカで10日、大手リベンジポルノサイト YouGotPosted.com が摘発されました。元カノと撮影したセックス中の写真や動画を許可なくネットに上げるリベンジポルノは近年問題視されています。今回摘発されたサイトは去年12月に立ち上げられてから1万人もの被害者を出しています。 YouGotPosted では被写体の個人情報や Facebook のアカウントまでさらされていました。また同サイトに掲載された内容の削除を希望する人用に changemyreputation.com というサイトまで運営し、手数料350ドルを取って削除していました。
A major revenge porn site called YouGotPosted.com has been shut downYouGotPosted.com was launched last December, and since then it has produced almost 10,000 videos. YouGotPosted included the person's personal information, including their social media account names. This was founded by a man named Kevin Bollaert. who also ran another site called ChangeMyReputation.com, where the ex-girlfriend can go and pay $350.To have the video taken down.
Yeah, 高いよね、$350。
Yeah, but they'll pay that.
Yeah, ひどいじゃん。チョイスないから絶対払うじゃん、そりゃ。It's like 削除なんてさ、だってそのウェブサイトオーナーからしたらワンクリックで終わりなのにさ、ひどいよね。
Yeah.
It's like
how much would you pay?
Me?
Up to 何万円?
いや払わないでもう訴える。
If someone posted a sex video of you, you wouldn't pay?
I would just sue them. I don't want to help them make money off of my homemade porn.
Yeah, but do you know what the Streisand effect is?
何それ?
So Barbara Streisand, I forget what it was. I think it has to do with her nose.Like someone made some comment and then she did something in an attempt to suppress that news.
Okay.
And then that became huge news. So that whenever it backfires, like you try to control media and it backfires, they call it the Streisand effect. So if you sued that person, then all of a sudden your video would be worldwide.
でも revenge porn の場合は revenge porn 自体がもう違法だから, you know.
Oh.I guess,
so,
is it?
Yeah. Well, in the States in California, この間の10月にリベンジポルノに特化したその規制の法律ができて、日本でも今度の多分次の国会で、まあ、それをなんか法で規制するみたいなのを考えるんじゃないかみたいな言われてる。この間の三鷹でさ、 I don't know if you know about this, but 三鷹で女の子が殺されちゃった事件知らない？
It's
like 2 months ago.
Really?
She.
That's like close to here.
Yeah, she got stabbed by her ex-boyfriend, and right before he killed her, he had released the videos on the internet.
Sex tape videos.
So the victims' like naked pictures and sex videos and everything got out there.
That's the worst.
Yeah, そうなの。 So she died. だし、その上それまで出されちゃって、and people like see this on TV or whatever, and 好奇心からやっぱり見に行ったりする人も多いじゃない。だからまあそれでそのリベンジポルノっていうのがちょっと何注目されて問題ですねみたいな。
Would you pay 2,000 yen?
なんでそこ気になるの?
I'm just wondering what that...
I don't know.
If you could just pay 2,000 yen and the video would go away. I have it right here on my computer. If you could pay 2,000 yen and I would just delete it.
Yeah, I might pay. でもだから女の子はやっぱり自分でね身を守らないといけないから、まずそういうのを作らないとか、作ってもじゃあ男に管理させないとか、you know? As long as it's sitting in your phone...It's まあまだマシじゃない。だからその彼氏とか元彼にそういうの撮らせないとか、撮ったらすぐ消すとかしないと危ないよね。
でも消さないよね。多分。
男は。 どうしてんの? もう全部元カノの撮ってあんの?
Me? Are you asking me that kind of a personal question?
Yeah.
No, they make me, they've made me delete.
でもそうだよね。そうだよね。じゃないと危ないよね。なんか。
Because it, I don't really have any hatred for any of my exes, so I don't.
まあわざとは言えない。
Even if I assume that it'll never get out or anything, like, yeah. I don't really know. And if it did, I'd feel really bad.
そうなんだよ。わざと流出させるのはもちろん悪いんだけど、それ以外にもさ、なんか P2P とかで流出しちゃう、わざとじゃなくても、
うん、
なんかハッキングされて出ちゃうとかもあるからね。まあ取らないのが一番いいんだけどね。
You think so?
Yeah. じゃない、まあ、
じゃあ取らないで。
次、人間は他の動物より頭がいいという人類の長年の考えに、オーストラリアアデレード大学の医学者たちが反論を唱えています。人間は動物よりも賢いという考えは、動物を家畜化し始めた1万年前から根付き始め、その後宗教によって人間が最も勝っているという考えが確立されていきました。最新の科学的な研究により、人間には不可能な動物同士のコミュニケーションやマーキングの仕組み、動物にも個の認識があることなどがさらに解明されています。
The common notion that humans are more intelligent than other animals is being challenged by researchers at the University of Adelaide. They claim that the notion's origin can be traced back 10,000 years to the domestication of animals, which was further reinforced by religion. Recent studies have revealed very intelligent behavior among animals, including recognition of selfmarking territory and language.
Yep.
So what's the smartest thing on this planet? If it's not humans. They didn't say like...
Well, I guess...
Well, they didn't pick one?
No, what they meant is... なんか、どっちが賢いとかって比べられないというか、なんか、違いすぎて比べられない。なんていうの?だから人間にできないことで動物ができることもあれば、動物にはできて、動物にはできないけど人間にできることとかもあるから、どっちが賢いとかどっちがバカとかじゃないって。
Have you heard that birds can see into the future?
Really?
Like a split second using quantum mechanics.
Oh.
Didn't we talk about this once?
No.
Did we not talk
about it? なんか地震来る前にナマズが暴れるみたいな、そういうやつ。
It's kind of different.So we haven't been able to understand how it is that birds know which way they're going.
Right.
Because they don't have a compass and they can't read constellations.
Right.
And you know. So what some researchers or scientists figured out is that these birds are actually using quantum mechanics to see like space-time or something like a split second in the future.
Okay.
And that's what allows them...to know which way they're going. I don't understand it well enough to explain exactly what I just said, but something like that.
そう、でも結構なんだろう、言葉がわからない、自分が言ってることを自分のペットがわかんないからってなんかすごいバカなんだよねとか言う人いるじゃん。
We don't understand dolphins.
Yeah, dolphins もね、その今回のあの例にこの記事にも書いてあったんだけど、まあ、そのお互いコミュニケーションしたり名前つけたりしてるっていうのが最近分かってきたじゃない。
Yeah, it took us decades to even figure out that they were calling each other names.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems like that'd be the easiest thing to figure out.
ね、そうそう、だから
You know, every time this one dolphin, Bob, shows up, they're saying Bob. I don't understand why it took that long.
I don't know. I guess it's complicated.
There are YouTube videos of crows figuring out extremely complex problems that humans can't figure out.
Oh. So, だからやっぱりさ、なんかバカだなって思ってたうちらがバカだったみたいな。
If you watch the crow video, you'll feel stupid. I felt stupid. I was like, oh. Like, I was looking at the same experiment. And I was like, how is he gonna...solve this and the crow does it and I'm like oh like
そういうことか
the crow is showing me you know what I mean
how it's done
crows are pretty weird
でもそうだよね、なんかおこがましかったね
they're doing it right too because you know they kind of have they've really assimilated into how nature kind of works. And what we're doing is kind of outside of that model. And look at the result. We're destroying the planet. And we, you know, we're probably eventually going to wipe ourselves out.
Yeah.
So isn't that dumber?
Yeah. And I've always liked this idea that animals might be smarter than us. You know what I mean? They're like laughing at us, being like, oh, humans are so stupid. They're like, they like staring at me.
Well, just look at a chimp. If you go to the zoo and look at a chimp, it's like a, it doesn't seem that different from looking at a kid.
So ne.
Like a kid playing with blocks and a chimp playing with blocks doesn't
really...
Can we really lock this guy into a cage? You know what I mean?
So ne.
It's like too close. We're too, you know, chimps have like whatever 90, 98, 99% same DNA. And then that 1%, just because that 1% is different.
Yeah, we're locking people up. Nanka mukashi human zoo atta jan.
Yeah.
So I feel
pygmies
like
and stuff.
Or no, just like Asian people and black people toka. For Europeans toka, they had human zoos. In Germany.
When was this? Well, they had slavery too, so
like before slavery kana. They still have pictures of human zoos. They had one in Paris. They had one in Germany. なんかそこで普通に人間なんだけどみんな裸であの展示されてるのね。そこで子供育てたりとかして、それをみんなが見に行くみたいなのが普通にあったわけよ昔は。あの何みんな知らないから人種がいろいろあるとか。 だから I feel like maybe in the future zoos 今のアニマルズも禁止になったりするのかなって思うよねこういうの見てるとで、we'll like look back and be like oh how barbaric we were back
well,
then
think about the other types of human that don't exist anymore like we talk about them all the time
デニソワ人とか
yeah those guys and theCro-Magnons or whatever.
Right, right.
If those guys were still around, would we lock those guys in a cage? Like if you had the full spectrum, so like human, you know, Neanderthal, the Denisovan, and then you had like pygmies, and then you had like chimps on the other end of the spectrum.
Yeah.
Who can go into the zoo and at what point is it?
So だね.
Like you're now you don't have to go into the zoo.
So ne.誰が決めんだっていうね
It's weird
Yeah, it is weird Okay、国内の刑務所が満員になってしまったノルウェーがお隣のスウェーデンに刑務所のスペースを貸すように頼んでいますノルウェーでは受刑者が溢れており現在1200人が刑務所の空きを待っている状態ですスウェーデンでは逆に受刑者の数が減少傾向にあり服役者は現在4300人しかいないということです
Norway's prisons are now full. To remedy this, they are asking Sweden if they can rent prison space. In Norway, 1,200 people are sentenced but are left without space to incarcerate them. Sweden, on the other hand, has excessive prison space with only about 4,200 people incarcerated at the moment.
アメリカでもよくあるよね。スペースがないから、なんだっけ?その切符車の違反とかあんまり悪質じゃない場合はもう刑務所に入れないでなんか社会奉仕とかだけしても返しちゃうみたいな
Well, in the US, prisons are a business.
Right.
Prisons are a business. There are private prisons. They make money. And they're basically in bed with the DEA and police agencies to enforce stupid laws and lock people up for things that don't matter. That's the source of the prison problem in the US. That's why their incarceration rate is the highest on the planet at 0.7% of the population being incarcerated.
Oh. Okay.
And compared to that, Sweden's at 67 per 100,000. So Sweden's at 67 per 100,000. Norway at 71 per 100,000. Japan at 54 per 100,000. The United States is at 716 per 100,000.
え?
That's more than 10 times the incarceration rate of Japan.
飛びすぎ数字。
It's disgusting.
アメリカだけすごいね。飛び抜けちゃってるね。
Like, I think I read something like one out of six people are in there for non-violent drug crimes. That means no victim.
Right, right. That's really weird. ね、victim いなければもういいじゃんっていう気もするけど。でもスウェーデンもさ、これ刑務所これから多分人に貸すことになるけど、スウェーデンといえば結構セックスクライムのイメージだよね。というとスウェーデン人に怒られるかもしれない。
Why?
They have the highest sexual crime rate, like rape とか女性に対する assault in Europe、
oh.
多分 rape の rate がイギリスの倍とかあるの、
mm.
So, do you remember the book, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo?
I only saw the movie.
ドラゴンタトゥーの女っていう映画あったのみんな覚えてると思うんだけど、あれもスウェーデンの話なんだよね。
With the Bond guy, yeah.
Yeah, with Daniel Craig. あれも結構そのスウェーデンで女性に対する性の、あの犯罪が多いっていうのをちょっとベースに書かれてる本で、そうなの、うん、ちょっと意外、あんまりね、私行ったことないから、なんかスウェーデンといえばムーミンみたいな可愛いイメージなんだけど。
Is that the blue thing?
That fairy, like hippo looking fairy character. 青いかな、うん、青いかな、なんかちょっとぽっちゃりしたなんかキャラいるじゃん。 It's fromSweden. Angry Bird is from Sweden too.
Really?
Yeah.
Sweden has such an interesting culture.
IKEA とかね。意外といろいろあるんだよ。
So strange.
H&M was from Sweden too, no? I think.
You're asking the wrong person.
Yeah, okay. 次。
Researchers at the Institute for Integrative Nanoscientists in Dresden, Germany...have created a robot sperm using the sperm of bulls and magnetic microtubes. Once they placed the bull sperm within the magnetic microtubes, they were able to steer them using magnetic fields and control their speed by altering the temperature. This has potential applications for artificially assisted fertilization as well as more precise drug delivery.
ドイツ・ドレスデンにある Institute for...Integrative Nanosciences の研究チームが静止ロボットを開発しました。静止ロボットは細いマイクロチューブに牛の精子が頭を突っ込んだ構造になっています。マイクロチューブは磁力、なんだっけ、磁石の力で方向をコントロールできて、あと温度でスピードをコントロールして、精子の尻尾の推進力で前進します。今後人工受精や薬の体内での運搬に運用される予定です。牛、なんかこの絵っていうかさ、イメージ画像みたいなの見るとすごいよね、頭が。
Was there a picture?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see it.
なんかナノチューブにまさに頭が突っ込んでて尻尾が出てるみたいな。
From the other side of the tube?
Yeah.
So it's like a...
で、尻尾がピヨピヨピヨピヨって動いて前に進むの。 ちょっと可愛い。
It's like it's wearing a dress.
Armor って感じ。 Dress duty.
Oh,
armor. Yeah. Yeah, チューブだから。
Huh.
で、これ、でもこれで受精できるの？このマイクロチューブのまま卵子に入っていくってこと？ How does this work?
I don't know. It's mind-boggling. Mm. It's so... All of this is so tiny. I don't understand how they...
ね。
How they do that.
しかも精子をさ、コントロールしようという動きがあったというか、それを研究してる人がいたっていうことも考えたことなかったからびっくりした。新しくない？すごい。It's like, why?
I don't understand, like... I mean, they say that it can help fertilization.
Yeah.
But is that the problem with fertilization? Like weak sperm that aren't making it to the egg?
That's not...The main problem, I guess, but that's part of...
That's one problem that
yeah,
might happen, I
yeah.
guess.
じゃない？なんか精子のカウントが少ない人とかいるじゃない？ そうすると一個一個のスパームがもう大事だから、なんか you can't waste any of it, right? だからそうするともう you have to make sure that 精子がちゃんと卵子に届くまでもうリモートコントロールしないといけないんじゃない？ちゃんとこっち行きなさいよみたいな、you know?
I wonder what causes low sperm count.
なんかさ、前あれよく話題になったのあれよね、カップ麺のその容器がさ、お湯に溶け出してみたいな。
That causes a lower sperm count?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I know that really hot baths.
Really hot bath
good.
もそうだし、あとあの laptop.
I took a really hot bath today, actually. My sperm count's probably down.
あの laptop 熱いじゃない？パソコンの下が。それを膝とかにずっと置いてると、それもあの balls が熱くなっちゃって精子が死んじゃうとか。本当だよ。I'm not making this up.
I think also.
あと自転車もやったじゃん前。自転車乗ってると。
I think.
Balls に良くないとか。
Selenium and zinc deficiencies also cause that. I know zinc deficiencies.
何 zinc?
It's just a nutrient.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
そっか。
Like not getting your vitamins can cause that.
なんかあの最近あ出てるよね、あの精子の数を自分で見れるキットみたいな、オンラインで売ってるやつ。
Oh yeah, actually, the FDA just shut down one of those, like the biggest provider of those kits in the U.S.
Oh really?
They've been shut down. It's called 23andMe, and I was actually
that's different though. That's
but that's included, yeah.
Oh really?
Isn't it? I don't know.
多分精子の数数えるだけのやつは普通に売ってるはず。
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What do you mean by 普通に？
なんかその23なんちゃらはさ、こうなんかもうちょっとジェネティクスを調べるみたいなやつだから、it was controversial, but 自分の精子のカウントするだけだったら別に、you know, it's not too complicated, like モラル的に or ethics 的に。
So I can just go on to some website. Can I get that on Amazon?
Maybe, yeah.やってみれば
free shipping
free shipping やってみれば
I'll do it.
でもそれで見て全然いなかったら超ショックだね。
Yeah,
だったら病院でちゃんとさ気を使いながら行ってほしいんだけど。
I'll take less hot baths or maybe I won't. Maybe I'll celebrate. I don't know.
What? Okay, well, next.
Google confirmed on Friday that they had acquired Boston Dynamics, a robotics company that has designed robots for the Pentagon and are notorious for their Terminator-esque and biomimetic machines. It is the eighth robotics company that Google has acquired in the last 6 months. Google's robotics plans are being led by Andy Rubin, the Google executive that led the development of Android, which is currently the most widely used mobile operating software. This deal is the latest in a string of indicators suggesting that Google has big plans for automation.How much of this remains within the world of manufacturing or assembly is a bit suspect now that they've bought this company that builds robot cheetahs.
Google がロボット企業のボストンダイナミクスを買収しました。ボストンダイナミクスはアメリカ防衛省に数々の歩行ロボットを提供しており、その恐ろしい不気味なロボットで一躍有名になりました。今回の買収により Google は過去6ヶ月の間に8社のロボット企業を買収したことになります。 Google のロボット事業は Android OS を手掛けたアンディ・ルービンが担当しています。 Google は製造や組み立ての完全自動化を目指しており、ロボット企業の買収は自動化を進めるためと推測されてきました。しかし兵器ともいえるロボットを製造するボストンダイナミクスの買収で様々な憶測を呼んでいます。あのこの歩行ロボットめっちゃ怖いんだよね。キモ怖いんだよね。
They're getting crazier all the time too.
Yeah, あの四つ足のやつもキモ怖いしさ。
Have you seen the cheetah that can run?
Yeah.
How fast can that thing run?
わかんないけど。
It's like faster than Usain Bolt.
うん、もう一瞬で捕まるよあんなのに追いかけられたら。てかもう逃げる気もなくなるよね。めっちゃみんなね、あの YouTube とかに動画すごいいっぱいあるから簡単に見れるから見てみてほしいんだけど。
What would you do if the cheetah was coming at you?
Like real cheetah? Or
no.
ロボットの
the robot cheetah.
もう諦めるよ。もう走っても無駄じゃん。It's like, okay, go ahead, take me.
you can't outsmart the robot? You can't even try?
I wouldn't even try. もう今のこの時代無理だよ。
You know what I thought when I read this article is that Skynet just bought Cyberdyne.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm saying?
No.
Okay, you're not nerdy enough. The nerds will understand me when I say that Skynet bought Cyberdyne. So the movie Terminator, which is super old.
Yeah.
Basically, the plot of that movie is this. Well, Cyberdyne is a robotics company, and Skynet is basically like Google, a cloud-based, just a database of information.
Oh, you're talking about...
the movie Terminator. You know, with Arnold Schwarzenegger. And
he fake companies in the movie.
Yeah, he just shows up naked and starts beating people up.
Hi, hi, hi. Ah, じゃあもうターミネーターのシナリオそのままじゃん。
It lines up surprisingly well, the plot.
ね。
And Terminator was made when there wasn't really internet. There wasn't really artificial intelligence either. But the plot of that movie involves artificial intelligence becoming self-aware and deciding to eliminate the human race using robots.
Right.
So it kind of creeps me out when I hear that Google just bought Boston Dynamics. And Boston Dynamics has been building robots for the Pentagon. Military purpose, dangerous robots.
Yeah, だから、ロボットって言ってもね、兵器だからね。Andy Rubin. I hope he's not an evil guy.
Well, we'll find out, I guess.
Yeah, it could be a plot in あのスパイダーマンじゃない?なんかこう悪者がさ、そういうテクノロジーを手にして、なんか悪い。
No, it can't be a plot in Spider-Man because we don't have Spider-Man. It's a plot in Spider-Man without Spider-Man, which means it's just...
So we're doomed, じゃん。
It's just Terminator.
Yeah. We're doomed.
Yeah.
余計悪いね。
It'll be interesting to see what they do. We talked about this before, but this automation of manufacturing and assembly is really going to... Those jobs are dead.
Yeah.
If you're not living in a really poor country, you can't work an unskilled job anymore.
Yeah.
That's becoming a reality.
だから将来的にはこう人間しかできない仕事をどうにかして見つけて職に就くしかないんだよ。
Robots are going to be podcasting soon.
Damn it. What are we going to do?
Next, physicists at the University of Southern Denmark have claimed to have confirmed a prediction that the universe will inevitably collapse on itself. While this collapse of the universe had been predicted for some time, these scientists claim to have evidence that this universal collapse is far more likely than previous calculations had suggested. According to their math, eventually a phase shift in the forces of the universe will cause every particle to become trillions of times heavier than it is now. At current distances, this will cause all material in the universe, every planet, every grain of sand, every star, everything to compress into an impossibly small and hot ball of mass.
University of Southern Denmark の物理学者が宇宙が将来的に崩れてなくなると予測しました。今までも同様の予測はなされてきましたが、今回の研究で宇宙の消滅が今まで考えてきたよりはるかに高確率で実際に起こりうるという証拠が見つかりました。計算によると宇宙のエネルギーのシフトにより分子が現在よりも何兆倍の重さになり、それにより全ての惑星やものが圧縮されるということです。
Yeah, it's over.
Bye.
yeah,
これあれでしょ、いつ起きてもおかしくないんでしょ。
We're too stupid to know when it's going to happen.
Right.
And we're also too stupid to know if it's going to happen. But math, with assuming that there are no particles in the universe that we don't know about, assuming that, then this is basically an absolute.
Okay.
Yeah. So if we discover another particle, that we didn't know about before, then it means that this calculation could be wrong.
Mm.
But until we do, this calculation seems to be
legit.
Legit.
まあ、でもこれ起きたらさ、もう一瞬でなくなるじゃん、全部が。Right?
Well, we don't know. We don't know how long it would take once the process started. So if the process started in some far distant dark corner of the universe.
But I mean, my point is we're so small in the universe that それが起きたらさ、なんか自分でもう知らないうちになくなってる、right? It's not like, ah, 苦しいみたいな。じゃない？一瞬でこうガッと圧縮されてなくなっちゃうみたいな。
Yeah, I don't really understand how this phase shift would actually happen, but the way that gravity works is that the closer things get, the more, even more they're attracted to each other, right? So as soon as something begins to collapse, it accelerates. It's like rolling a coin into a funnel. You know those things where you put the money in and it rolls around this thing and
right,
it
right.
speeds up a lot at the end, right?
Yeah.
Kind of like that.
まあその方がありがたいよね。じわじわ来るよりもさ、ガッと来た方がよくない？
Well, it doesn't take much to screw this whole thing up. Because we don't... The Earth isn't really protected from anything. You know?
まあ、
All the water would just get sucked right off the planet and,
yeah,
and done.
Yeah.
There's no...
まあ一瞬だったら別にね、わかんないからいいんだけど。Right?
I would still prefer it didn't happen.
それはそうだけど、それはそうだけどさ、まあだからこれがいつ起きるかわかんないから、あのね、みんな一日一日楽しく暮らした方が得だよね。
Well, this had me thinking about water. Because in the article it says that this phase shift is not unsimilar from the phase shifts that we witness in everyday stuff.
Okay.
So for like, you can have a magnet, and if you heat it up, all of a sudden that magnetism disappears.
Right? そういうことってこと?
So it's like, it's the same stuff, but all of a sudden it behaves differently, like the rules change. And water is a really interesting example of that. Because water, I mean, they say that at certain pressure levels, water can become a metal.
Oh.
Water can turn into metal.
Really?
A form of metal, yeah.
Hmm.
But that's just based on our math. We haven't actually been able to create enough pressure. Almost all the water on Earth exists in like phase one. It's called 1H or something.
Okay.
And then there's like a tiny amount of water that exists in the second phase in like extreme parts. And then the rest of the phases of water are phases that we've forced to happen.
Okay.
But there's like 15 different phases of ice.
それなんかメタルにできるまでのプレッシャーはうちらはまだ作れないからないけど、やろうと思えば、論理的にはできるということね。
It's possible.
That's really weird.
Yeah. So in the same way, there's like they're saying there could be a phase change in just atoms. Yeah.
でかい、スケールでかいね。I don't know. I don't know. まだやってないこといっぱいあるから、もうちょっと待ってほしいな。I have to watch that movie Gravity. I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, with
サンドラ・ブロックとジョージ・クルーニーのやつ。結構何人かがツイッターとかフェイスブックで、あ、マミとマイケルこれ好きだと思うから見てみたいに言ってくれてて、
I'm really critical of like physics and stuff when I watch space movies like that.
Yeah, but you have to remember that it's entertainment. You know, I love the poster. 超怖そう。
What kind of character is George Clooney playing in this movie?
わかんない。I don't know anything.
I bet he's just being George Clooney as usual.
They're both astronauts, right? And they go to the space and なんか船外活動中にその紐が切れちゃうみたいな話じゃないの、多分。It looks like it. ポスター見る限り。
I saw the trailer. Yeah, that happens.
怖そうだよね。It's like, oh, you're done. みたいな。
Is that the last thing you need to do before the universe collapses?
To watch Gravity? No, I hope not. I hope not.
ちょっとしょぼい。
ね。
もうちょっと頑張って、ね、いいアイディア見つけてください。
はい、頑張ります。お話は以上で終わりなんだけど、今日、何日か分かんないけど、今日で一応普通の回は今年終わりなんだよね。普通回、
Probably.
そうで今週の木曜日に、特別編、
はい、
私とマイケルの共通のお友達の女の子が来てくれました。あのかなりのね下ネタだよね。だからあの子供と聞いてるっていう人はちょっとちょっと危ない、結構危ないかもしれない。
We could add an extra E.
そうね。
I had like three E's.
Yeah, yeah.あの結構な下ネタって言ってもね一応ちゃんとねそこにたどり着いた経緯はあるんだけど、まあそんな感じ、うん、で、その次の週はちょっと待ってね、日にちを見た方がいいね。
Well, we're putting them out on the usual days.
そう、
And it's just gonna be...
そう月目月目でこのままやっていって、で30日だけ
yeah, we're skipping,
お休み、yeah?だけどそれ以外はもう全部ちゃんと出します。で1月2日が一番最初、そう2014年最初の木曜日に特別な特別編用意していますので楽しみにしてください。そうだよ、だからもうこの他はね事前収録だから特別編は、
うん、
なんかね、で今日50回目なんだよね、それでしかも、
うん、
50回もやったんだよこれ。
That's a lot of hours if you think about it.
Yeah, yeah. 50何時間 of more, talking.
More じゃない。
Yeah.
With
多分60時間とか of us talking、
うん、
なんか50回全部聞いてくれた人それもすごいよね。60時間くらいマミとマイケルの声を聞いたっていう、おめでとうございますっていうわけで。
Yeah, that reminds me. Someone on Twitter said that they saw someone shaving their jungle.
Oh, oh, in Sento, right?、
Uh,
Who does that? びっくりしたね。 Right?
多分ファンだよ、あの人は。
バイリンガルニュースでジャングルダメって言ってたから今
揃うみたいな。 50 episodes, all of a sudden you start shaving off ジャングル。
家で剃ってきてよ、すごいね。私温泉とかお風呂行って毛剃ってる女の人見たことない、その公共のお風呂で、
yeah. well,
珍しいよね。
剃って Do you just leave it? You're gonna,
leave what? The hair?
Are you gonna show up with like a little dustbin and
いやいや、もうその場じゃない、だからもう毛は流しちゃうんじゃないの。
ああ、そっか。
だから衝撃でしょうね、それ見ちゃったら、うん、しかも下の毛。
うん。
ああ。
I can see you imagining it right now.
Yeah, だって
行くから。 Mommy's shaking her head.
I am shaking my head. 他になんか言わなきゃいけないことあったっけ。
I don't think so.
Okay.あのこの間ね、Facebook でチャイナのさ、あの PM2.5 の写真を載せて、うん、そしたら結構いろんな人が、この間中国になんか出張で行った時の写真とかいろいろ載せてくれて、
うん、
全部結構やばい。
やばいね。
うん。霧だと思ってたけど、普通に霧、何、天候的に霧だと思ったけど、これは汚染だったのかな、みたいな感じで。何人か写真載せてくれてたけどね。
There's kind of a silver lining to that issue because in China they've begun to fine producers of that pollution. People or companies are getting fined now for that. And that's that way of controlling externalities hasn't really been put into practice until now.
まあ、
so,
やっとやばいとさすがにやばいと思って
someone had to take it that far、for them to realize okay we can't just let these businesses do this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You
そうだね
know, there's a lot of benefit to it but we need to deter them from just turning our atmosphere into
yeah そうね。
Just crap.
Yeah. そう。あ、そう、今日ね、あの、雑誌の取材が今入ってて、あの、写真撮られてんだよね、今。
そうです。
不思議な感じ。ちょっと2月に出るっていうことなので、その前にまたお知らせします。
Oh, the, the app.
The app, yes.
Should we talk about the app?
When is it coming out? Do we know?
I have no idea, but it will be、okay. within...
そうだ、そうそう。
It will be within a couple weeks.
もうすぐ、アプリもうすぐ出ます。
We'll、say something on Twitter or something about
そうね、そうね。あの、放送、そうね、普通回がちょっとないから、出るときに出ましたっていう放送はないんだけど、Twitter、Facebook、Instagram とかで一応お知らせはしますので、ちょっと見といてください。
Yeah, and, We might be able to put that in one of our episodes too.
What do you mean?
Like an announcement in one of the actual episodes that we release.
Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, ne. Like a 短いの足すってこと? The announcement. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We can do that.
Something like that.
Yeah, we should do that. Okay. 今の internal meeting. はい、終わり。
終わり。
じゃあね。
Bye.